רק קפה sur 105fm.ca. Du rock et seulement du rock. Voici Daniel Tremblay. Bonjour et bienvenue à cette édition du Rock Café sur le 104fm.ca. Mon nom est Daniel Tremblay et aujourd'hui nous avons le plaisir de discuter avec Robert Sell, claviériste et guitariste du groupe rock suédois Wet, fondé en 2008. Le nom Wet est en fait un acronyme des trois groupes des fondateurs du band. Robert Sell, notre invité, provient de Work of Art, d'où le W. Eric Martinson, lui, vient de Eclipse, d'où le E. Et Jeff Scott Soto provient de Talisman, d'où le T. Le premier album éponyme de la formation sort en 2009 et établit le hard rock mélodique comme son du groupe. Il faudra attendre 4 ans avant la sortie d'un deuxième album, Rise Up, en 2013. La tournée qui suit donne naissance à One Live in Stockholm, un album et DVD. Earth Rage suit en mars 2018 et leur plus récent album vient tout juste de paraître en janvier de cette année et a pour titre Retransmission. Outre les trois membres fondateurs, Wet est formé de Magnus Henriksen à la guitare, Andreas Passmark à la basse et Robin Back à la batterie. On débute en musique avec la chanson Kings on Thunder Road tirée de l'album Earth Rage et on s'entretient avec Robert Sell tout de suite après. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We're with Robert Selle from the band Wet. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so for the first question, I'm going to ask you, on your first album, just called Wet, in 2009, you were musicians from different bands, right? How did you manage to produce such a nice chemistry between you guys, since you were coming off different bands with different sounds?
Yeah, it's like you say, we come from different bands, but actually we come from the same group of friends. We actually went to school together, me, Eric, and Magnus, and also Andreas, who plays bass with us. We went to school together for a year, 1980-99. So we've known each other for ever since, you know, and been friends and doing a lot of stuff, but not anything that made it to an actual record. But we had known each other for like 10 years when we did the first Wet album. So for us, we got asked separately from our label Frontiers, once I knew that Eric was on board, it was like, oh, this is great, because Eric and I had talked about doing something for like 10 years. So it's, oh, perfect timing. This is it. so that was no problem at all. Then, of course, Jeff, we didn't know Jeff, but we were massive fans. Once he heard what we have done with the song that we had written, he kind of knew that this might actually be something that will turn into something good. He liked what we had done. So when we actually met with him, I think he kind of liked that. I mean, we were, all of us were kind of starstruck, because we grew up listening to him. And I think he liked that. So we had a lot of respect for him. And plus, he's a very easygoing guy. I don't think he gets along with anyone. So it all came together very natural, I would say.
Okay, so, well, which is a good thing, and it shows, obviously, because all of your albums have been highly praised when they came out, so there has to be a chemistry there.
Yeah.
To get that kind of response.
Yeah, I think so. And also, I think, as far as where we want to go with the direction with the music, I think we all are very, like, we all agree on that. So that makes things much more easier. Because the way I see it, it's like the other stuff I can do with my own band, work of art, or in some other musical situation that I'm in. So when it's time for Wet, we kind of, and especially nowadays, after four records, we know what we want to do, and we kind of know our audience by now. I think it has really worked. That part has been very easy, I think, for Wet.
Alors, on a demandé à Robert comment un groupe de musiciens provenant de bands différents avec chacun leur son spécifique ont pu aussi facilement créer une chimie qui fonctionne aussi bien. Il nous explique que deux des membres fondateurs se connaissaient en fait depuis le secondaire, fréquentaient d'ailleurs la même école. Jeff Scott Soto, déjà connu dans le milieu, s'est ensuite joint à eux. Il ajoute que les trois s'entendent très bien, entre autres sur la direction à donner au groupe. On enchaîne en musique avec la chanson « How Far to Babylon » tirée du dernier album « Retransmission » et on poursuit ensuite l'entretien avec Robert Selle du groupe suédois « Wet ».
Check this out, you can search for life, and you belong.
Okay, so we're back with Robert Sell from Wet. Second question I have for you, Robert, is you've been in a band 12 years on keyboards and guitars. Did you think that the band would go that far?
I don't think when we did the first album, I don't think that we didn't think so much ahead like 12 years. We have always made one album at a time, and then because it's one of the bands that we are in, but we are in other bands as well, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's been like at kind of like 3 year cycle. Every 3 year we do another Wet album.
Okay.
So it doesn't really feel like, it doesn't feel like 12 years. But when you look at the, when you realize it's 12 years, it feels like a long time. to me, it feels like we've done four albums and one live album. But it feels like it would be like 5 or 6 years. Because of this cycle, of course, we do other stuff in between, like I said. So we kind of dragged it all out over 12 years. But it's amazing. I'm thankful that we're still around and we get to do this.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. They say time flies when you're having fun. So
yeah, exactly. And maybe because it is that we actually have like 2 years off between the albums, we don't get on each other's nerves or anything. Like we have a lot of time away when we do different stuff, so it's always fun to come back to do Wet. When it's time to do Wet, so it's fun again.
I think you've just discovered the secret of any couple's success. Don't spend too much time together.
Exactly, stay away from each other as much as possible. That must be it.
Alors j'ai demandé à Robert s'il croyait au début que le groupe serait encore actif après 12 ans. Il nous a répondu qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup de bands qui débutent en se disant qu'ils seront éternels, leur but étant d'y aller un album à la fois, dans ce cas-ci aux 3 ou 4 ans, vu que la majorité d'entre eux sont dans d'autres groupes en même temps. Ce qui fait que ça n'a pas paru très long, finalement. Évidemment, il est très heureux qu'après toutes ces années, les fans les apprécient encore. Je lui ai aussi dit à la blague qu'ils avaient peut-être découvert le secret de la longévité pour un couple, ce à quoi il a acquiescé. En musique, cette fois, on poursuit avec la chanson « Beautiful Game », tirée également du dernier opus de Wet, intitulé, je le rappelle, « Retransmission ». Robert nous revient immédiatement après.
When your heart is beating, pounding in your La station qui te joue juste du rock. 104fm.ca.
Question 3, Robert, is why do you think rock, hard rock music is more popular in Europe than in North America these days?
I don't know, really. It's a really good question. And I've been asking myself the same question. But I think one of the reasons may be that in Europe, at least for this kind of rock that I'm playing, which is very melodic, I think Europe has, we have a long tradition of anything that is melodic is popular here. And that, I mean, that dates back to all the classical masters from hundreds and hundreds of years back in time. So I think that might have something to do with it. Maybe people, I don't know if this is true because I don't know the North American audience that well, but we are kind of committed to what we like. So if you like something, then you stay with it. So that might be a part of the reason as well. But like I said, I think more than anything, I think it is this tradition of melodic music that always have been popular here. So
what you're saying is that rock or hard rock or melodic rock, as you say, has always been popular in Europe, kind of, right?
Yeah, I think so. But also, I think, I mean, rock in general, not only melodic rock, but rock in general is popular.
Yeah.
We have a lot of festivals in Europe and stuff that seems to do quite well, regardless of what's happening in the music industry and everything and trends and blah blah blah. But also, I would like to say that at least now I'm speaking from a Swedish perspective here. At least in Sweden, a lot of people from outside Sweden tends to think that melodic rock, for instance, is very popular in Sweden because there are a lot of bands coming from Sweden. But the truth is that it's not more popular here than it is anywhere else. Especially in Sweden, there are very few venues to play, for instance.
Okay.
And at least the melodic rock AR stuff, it's as underground here as it is anywhere else, you know. But because there's a lot of bands, like I said, coming from here, people have the idea that it's very popular. But you can't come here and see all these bands do gigs. Plus, like I said, there's basically no place to gig. There are a couple of places, but not very many. Same thing with airplay on radio and everything. I mean, so that's the reason why most Swedish bands play outside Sweden, and most bands are signed on labels outside Sweden.
Okay.
But like your question was for Europe in general.
And obviously,
the rock thing is still quite happening here, I would say.
But you're right. For us over here that listen to rock music, we tend to think that in Sweden it's really popular because, like you said, many bands are from there, and to us it looks like wow, Sweden is still rocking, you know, all the time.
I can understand, but I would say it's very much underground here as well.
Okay, does that mean that in Sweden, since we're talking about Sweden specifically, does that mean that it's in Sweden, pop music, for lack of a better word, the kind of we hear here in the States or Canada, is at the top of the charts the same as it is here, or?
Oh yeah, very much
so. Yeah. Okay. So.
I'm a guitar teacher. That's my day.
Okay.
And I can just go back. I've been teaching for 17 years, and when I started to teach, there were a lot of young guys wanted to learn rock guitar. The rock guys coming in to my class, Those guys are basically gone. And now it's more about, for me as a teacher, to kind of make the students discover what a guitar is and what rock music is, because they are listening to what's on the charts, on the Spotify top 50 or whatever they're listening to, and there's not a guitar to be heard. That's how it is in Sweden as well. I've had people contact me from South America, bands from South America, saying like, we want to go to Sweden because that's what's happening. Like, why do you want to go here for the same thing? I think you would be very disappointed if you moved to Sweden. but they wanted to move here as a band because they think that if we move to Sweden, then we'll make it. But I don't know. That's how it is.
Alors, pour la troisième question, j'ai demandé à Robert Sell s'il savait pourquoi le rock hard rock semble plus populaire en Europe qu'en Amérique du Nord à notre époque. Selon lui, une explication pourrait tenir à une longue tradition d'amour de tout type de musique mélodique qui prévaut en Europe. Il pense entre autres aux grands maîtres du classique comme Mozart, Beethoven, qui viennent évidemment de pays européens. Il précise toutefois qu'en Europe, comme en Amérique du Nord, la musique pop a pris le haut du pavé. Il donne comme exemple, entre autres en Suède, d'où viennent plusieurs groupes rock contemporains, dont justement Wet, le fait qu'il y a de moins en moins de salles de spectacle consacrées au rock. Il explique aussi qu'il donne des cours de guitare depuis 17 ans, et qu'au début, la plupart des étudiants voulaient apprendre les classiques des chansons rock, ce qui n'est plus le cas aujourd'hui. Alors on retourne en musique, cette fois c'est avec la chanson « Big Boys Don't Cry » tirée du dernier album de Wet, Retransmission. Et on retrouve Robert Sell immédiatement après.
Just stay true.
Vous écoutez Rock Café avec Daniel Tremblay au 104fm.ca.
Okay, so we're back with Robert Sale from WET. Robert, question four. As fans, we often wonder who our idols are. So, in your case, what or who are your musical influences and your idols?
I think I have to start by saying that I'm, as far as the influences goes, I'm that kind of guy who is I've been all over the place, because I grew up with an older brother who's 9 years older than me. So when I was like 7, he was 16, and very really into music, and he had a very broad musical taste, or music taste. So he would make me these mixtapes. That's basically those mixtapes that I grew up on. So it could be anything like fusion acts like Billy Cobham or Weather Report, to Van Halen or Whitesnake, or to Prince or Pet Shop Boys, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. So very mixed musical upbringing that I had, and I kind of liked it all. It's like I was too young to like tell that this is cool, this is not cool, and whatever. I just, what I liked, I liked. So I grew up listening to a lot of different styles of music. But then when I got a little bit older, I mean, my first idols were Kiss, and then I got into Van Halen. And then by the mid-80s and the second half of the 80s, I was into Bon Jovi and Europe and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little older, then I discovered Toto, and that was a big game changer for me. So I got into the whole LA scene with Toto, Chicago, Mr. and pop stuff, basically. Okay. And at the same time, I was introducing the Malmsteen, all young Swedish aspiring guitar players from that time. Yeah, we all looked up to and idolized Yngwie, or Yngwie, as we say. Yeah, and that led me into, I mean, a bit more harder rock than the Bon Jovi Europe stuff. And also it led me to the Purple, and it opened up so many doors for 70s rock through him. So basically I've been listening to a lot. I mean, I still listen to a lot of different type of music, but I tend to go for the more melodic stuff in general. That's kind of, and because you're Canadian, I have to mention Saga, because that's one of my old favorite bands. That I've been listening to a lot, and been very influenced by them.
Alors, comme quatrième question, j'ai demandé à Robert Sell qui avaient été ses idoles d'adolescence. Il a commencé par nous dire que ses premiers contacts avec la musique, alors qu'il avait moins de 10 ans, étaient venus de son frère, qui est 9 ans plus âgé que lui, et que celui-ci lui faisait des cassettes sur lesquelles on retrouvait un peu de tout. Par exemple, Van Halen, Whitesnake, Prince, et même les Pet Shop Boys, pour ne nommer que ceux-là, et qu'il aimait pas mal tous les genres de musique. C'est à l'adolescence qu'il a développé son amour du rock avec des groupes comme, encore une fois, Van Halen, Kiss, Bon Jovi, Europe. Parmi les groupes canadiens, puisque nous sommes canadiens d'origine, il a beaucoup écouté le groupe Saga, qu'il adore. Le groupe Toto, autre groupe canadien, est l'un de ses préférés, mais son idole ultime, c'est bien sûr le guitariste Yngwie Malmsteen. Et c'est ce dernier qui l'a mené vers du rock plus hard, plus progressif, comme par exemple Deep Purple. Mais en général, Robert nous indique qu'il préfère aujourd'hui le rock mélodique. On retourne en musique, et cette fois, c'est avec la chanson Bad Boy, tirée de l'album Rise Up, et on retrouve Robert Sell immédiatement après.
Be who Le rock d'hier à aujourd'hui, 104fm.ca.
Okay, we're back with Robert Sell from WET. And sadly, Robert, this will be the last question, at least for this show, this time around. Which song or album would you recommend as a good starting point for someone who hasn't heard WET yet?
Then I would say that I think you should start with the first album, really.
Oh, really?
The
self-titled one in 2008, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the first song I would recommend is One Love, probably. I think that song pretty much sums up what WET is all about, I would say, sound-wise. But I think if you want to discover WET, you can start with any of the albums because I think they're quite consistent. So just dive into the WET pool.
Lo and behold, One Love is going to be the last song we'll play today on the show.
Oh.
So good timing, Robert.
What a coincidence.
All right. So I'll let you go, Robert. Thank you so much for doing this with us. Hope all keeps going well on your side of the ocean.
Thank you.
Hopefully, for all of us fans, we can get our bands back on the road as soon as possible because for us rock fans, that's the hardest part. It's not parties or not even meeting families and stuff. It's going to concerts, man.
It's the same for us. We can't give concerts. It sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Big time. Good thing we have DVDs, but it's still not the same. Anyways.
No, it's not.
Thank you so much, Robert. Take care. We'll do this again soon. And
I would love to.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Alors, comme dernière question, j'ai demandé à Robert quel album ou chanson il recommandait pour quelqu'un qui n'a jamais entendu parler de WET auparavant ou qui n'a jamais entendu de chanson de WET et qui résumerait l'essence du groupe. Il nous a sans hésitation nommé le premier album intitulé WET. En musique, on termine avec possiblement la chanson la plus populaire du groupe et celle qui définit très bien WET selon Robert, la chanson One Love, tirée de l'album Live at Stockholm. On revient ensuite avec la conclusion de cette émission.
One Love. everybody. We love you.
Alors voilà, c'est tout pour le Rock Café cette fois-ci. On remercie évidemment Robert Sell du groupe Wet d'avoir passé ces quelques moments avec nous et d'avoir gracieusement répondu à nos questions. La prochaine fois, on aura pour vous des membres du groupe Eclipse. Je vous remercie d'avoir été là et on se retrouve bientôt. Au revoir.
La station qui te joue juste du rock. 10-4-FM.ca.